So Nehemiah and I are going to be reading, mostly me reading, but Nehemiah is going to accompany me. This is a story for everyone here, but especially for the kids. Can I see who the kids are? Can you raise your hand if you're our kid? I see you. Yes. So you don't have to come up to the front. You can if you want. Okay, I see that. But you have to be somewhere where you can see the pictures, because I can ask you some questions about the pictures. And I'm going to sit down. Yes. All right. Can everyone see the screen? So when I ask questions, grown-ups, you can answer too, but I especially want to hear from the kids, okay? So this story is called The Story of King Jesus. And we can go to the next slide. So first I want to hear from the kids, what are some things that you see in this picture? Stars. What else do we see? The moon. No. A river. Trees? Yeah. And the story says that all of this began with God. God made everything that you can see and even things that you can't see. God made this world to be his home. Then God made the very first people so he could share his home with them. God gave them a beautiful garden to live in. He gave them a job to do. Take care of his good world and help him rule over it. But did they always listen to God? Kids, do you think the people always listened to God? No, they didn't listen to God. The very first people didn't like doing things God's way. They wanted to do things their own way. They wanted to be in charge. So they took what wasn't theirs. They tried to rule the world for themselves. And so the very first people had to leave the garden that God had made for them. After this, everyone tried to do things their own way, from the very first people all the way to you and me. God's good world was broken. But do you think God ever stopped loving his people? No, God never stopped loving his people. He promised to make the world right and good again so that we could live with him and he could be our king. God had a plan, and it started with Abraham. That's a picture of Abraham. God gave Abraham children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and Abraham's family became a great nation. God named them Israel. God made Israel his chosen people. They would help him make the world right and good again. God went with Israel everywhere they went. When they were slaves in another country, God was with them. When they were treated badly, God rescued them. God gave Israel a home. He gave them laws to follow so they would know how to show their love for him and for each other. God also gave them a very important job, to show the world what it means to be God's people. God told Israel, "If you let me be your king, you will have a good life. I will live with you, and you will help me make the world right and good away again." But do you think Israel always listened? No, Israel didn't listen. God's people were just like the very first people. They didn't want God telling them how to live. They wanted to do things their own way. God's people didn't want God to be their king. Instead, they wanted their king to be a person just like them. So God let Israel have a king, then another king, and another. Some of the kings were good. Were all of them good? No. Some were what? Some were mean. Mostly the kings did whatever they wanted. They didn't want God to be in charge, so they took what wasn't theirs. They ruled Israel for themselves and not for God. They did things their own way. So God sent prophets to remind the kings and their people that there was only one true God. There was only one true God, only one true king. But the kings and the people wouldn't listen, so they had to leave their home. Other nations came and conquered Israel. They carried God's people away. Years went by. People didn't hear from God like they used to. Instead, they heard only silence. until something new happened. God had a plan. He sent someone special. God sent someone who would rule the world as a king, but this person wouldn't rule like the kings of Israel. This person would rule the way God wanted. Who do you think God sent? Jesus! God sent his only son, Jesus, his chosen one, to rescue Israel and to make the world right and good again. Because God still had a plan. Even for you. When Jesus grew up, he did good things everywhere he went. He healed the sick, he fed the hungry, he rescued people from all sorts of problems. Jesus did everything God wanted. But some people still didn't want to do the things God's way. They didn't want Jesus to be their king. They still wanted to be in charge of themselves. So one day, some powerful people decided to stop Jesus before he could take away their power. They arrested Jesus. They took off his clothes. They nailed him to a wooden cross. And they watched him die. Jesus never fought back. He never raised a sword. He never even raised a finger. The people thought they had won. They thought they had beaten God's chosen one. They thought they had stopped Jesus from becoming king. But there was something they didn't understand. Jesus didn't have to die. Jesus chose to die for the powerful people and for the very first people and for all of us too. Jesus, the one true king, died in our place. He died to make the world right and good again. But no one understood. Then God did something wonderful. The same God who made the world, rescued Israel, and sent Jesus, he did the most wonderful, surprising thing of all. Because did Jesus stay dead? No. God raised Jesus from the dead. But Jesus didn't just rise from the dead. He defeated death so it wouldn't have power over us any longer. Jesus made it possible for us to be God's people again. He made it possible for us to live the way God wants. God gave us the king we needed. God gave us who? Who did God give us? Jesus. God gave us Jesus, a king who loves, forgives, and changes everyone who comes to him. Our king gave us a job to do. Love each other with all we've got. I'm going to read that line again because that's important. Listen carefully. Our king gave us a job to do. Love each other with all we've got. I'm going to try that one more time. When I ask what God's job is, I want you to say, love each other with all we've got. Our king gave us a job to do. What was our job? Love each other with all we've got. What was our job? Love each other with all we've got. That's how we show God's love to everyone else. For now, the world is still broken. How do the people look in that picture? Angry? Do some look sad? You know? Some look angry, yep. We still take what isn't ours. We don't always love each other the way God wants us to. But someday Jesus our King is coming back. He will make the world right and good again. He will make the world his home again. And it will be a place where we love each other the way God loves us. God will live with us. He will help him. We will help him rule the world, and he will be our King forever. If you like that story, you can say amen.